City of Reedy Planning Commission regular meeting, 5 p.m. dated Thursday, July 16th, 2015. If we can do the Pledge of Allegiance, if everybody could stand and face the flag, that'd be great. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this moment, we're going to go ahead and take attendance. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez? Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Chairman Custodio?
Here. Our next portion is the portion for the public comment. This provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on interest of items of interest to the public within the commission's jurisdiction, which are not already on the agenda for this evening. Does anybody have any issues, any comments? Okay, we're going to move on. And we come to a portion where we're going to go ahead and discuss the consent agenda. We had two commissioners that we have to agree and approve. One, we agreed to postpone to give time for the review of those. So we have the regular meeting minutes for the 21st of May and June 4th. Did everybody have time to read those and review those at this time? Mm-hmm. Could we go ahead and motion to approve those?
I motion to approve those.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes. So now I'm just going to go ahead and give the floor to Mr. Fabino for this public hearing.
Members of the Planning Commission, Kevin Fabino. The first item for you, this evening is a request for continuance related to the change of zone application 2015-1. Staff is, as you know, the Planning Commission supported the program, which went on to council. The council initiated it. There were approximately 1,000 letters sent out. We have received less than about 8 or 9% response. We went ahead and noticed the meeting, but we do believe that it's appropriate to continue the meeting at this time. We would like to go out and continue to seek additional community input. So we're asking the staff to continue this to what we think will be a later date.
Okay. Commissioners, do you guys have any any issues or any questions with that? All right, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a motion, please, so we can approve this, a continuance for a later date.
Before you do that, or as you do that, you might want to ask if there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak to the matter.
Okay. Anybody have any public comment or issues with the continuance for the consideration of the change of zone application? No? Okay. I think they're here for something else. All right. So go ahead, and if we can get a motion, please.
I so move.
Okay. Can we get a second?
Second.
Okay. Can we get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes. And now we go to a consent item number 3, consideration of conditional use permit number 335, application number 7.
Mr. Custodio, I need to recuse myself from this item because I'm an employee of Emmanuel.
Okay. Could the record show that Mr. Hudson will be recusing himself? Thank you. So in order for this to pass us for the record, we would have a 2-1 vote. Is that correct?
Correct.
To move forward?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let me apologize in advance. I'm trying to get over a cold, so I'll do my darndest to give you a good presentation, as always. Members of the Planning Commission, Kevin Fabino, Community Development Department. Before you this evening is an amendment to a conditional use permit that you have heard many times before. This particular application is requesting several things. One is the siting of several buildings related to the further development of the site as a school. Most importantly, we think the drive aisle to the south along Hope is a huge improvement, as that has been the topic of discussion in the past. We also think there are some other improvements that are being made that are also of significant value that will inevitably provide a greater and safer environment on the campus. As you know, it is typical of our process to take in a site plan, evaluate it for its technical correctness. That is exactly what has happened. One of the things that came out of that analysis and has been discussed at great length with the applicant is a 25-foot easement that runs kind of midsection of the parcel. So staff has presented to you a revised site plan, if you will. We greatly appreciate that the applicant has initiated what you have before you as a technically correct document. As you know, that is not always the case. A lot of times we get technical comments that we will put in and make on those plans. We appreciate the fact that they've took the initiative and they actually moved the buildings out of the easement and have in fact correctly reflected where that easement is on the site. So that being said, that's why you have the two documents in front of you. It does not materially change what their intent is. It, for the most part, staff believes that it doesn't really materially change the siting of the buildings. They're still the same size. They're still clustered in the same configuration. It still is similar and almost identical in intent, other than the fact that it moves the buildings out of that easement, which is a requirement of the project no matter what they do. We do commend them also for the drive bay, if you will, or the pickup bay that's created off of Hope. One of the real benefits to this particular item is that it does eliminate drivers coming out of the bay or off of the property at a 90-degree angle, which, as we know, the commission heard concerns in the past from we heard concerns from the past, thank you very much, of adjacent neighbors and cars, having headlights that are directly into living spaces. This, by virtue of the angle that they will come out, will minimize that greatly. So staff does commend, again, Emmanuel. We think this is a far superior design than what has been presented, reviewed, and ultimately approved by the commission. Lastly, you might note one of the other changes is that the bus bay area that's running kind of what would be east and west is pushed over a little bit more. So that, again, is another improvement to safety that we think is absolutely critical to moving this project forward. The applicant is fully aware of the changes they made. We've discussed them with staff, and the applicant have discussed those changes. They voluntarily brought the changes forward to, again, make sure that you were presented with a technically correct map. Staff would ask that you, and if you so choose to make a motion to approve, that you include in the motion accepting these documents in lieu of what was previously presented to you as exhibits A and B. So these technically correct ones are actually the ones incorporated into the conditions of approval. I will again apologize sincerely to the audience and to the applicant. This is a great project, and I'm sorry I can't kind of speak as well as I would like to. But that being said, as the commission is well aware, the most critical points to the element to the project are simply that it is consistent with the general plan. It is consistent with the zoning ordinance development standards. Staff does fully support the project as it has been revised. The last comment that I'll make with respect to the project in and of itself is on the dais, you do have a letter that we received from Renee Johnson. Unfortunately, she could not be here this evening, but we do appreciate her comments and want to make sure that those comments are entered into the record. Staff's reviewed those comments. We believe that the most germane comment that is made is with respect to what's about the fourth or fifth paragraph down, and that is that there are a fair amount of trees that are old, mature, and her request is that the applicant make every effort to maintain and or save any of the trees that are along the southeast, south and east borders of the property that may be affected by the project. The applicant, as required, has provided a landscaping plan. That landscaping plan is incorporated into the comments and the conditions of approval, and staff does recognize that they have done a great job with actually what would be a significant replacement and clearly more than a 1-to-1 ratio, probably closer to 1-to-3. They've done a great job with that as well. I think at this time it's best you kind of get the general gist. Staff does support it, otherwise we wouldn't be here before you. The project's ready to move forward. And I'll try my best to answer any questions you might have related to the project.
Thank you, Mr. Fabino. Commissioners, is there any questions, concerns, anything you want to bring up?
Yes, I have one question. With regards to the routes that the buses, once they're loaded, will they all go out of Hope, or will they? Some of them will circle around to the Reed exit? Some will go to...
It will depend on their route. So what they'll do after they pick up our elementary kids is they'll actually circle around, stop to pick up our junior high and high schoolers, and then exit accordingly.
For the record, could you state your name, please?
Yes. My name is Kim Thiessen. I'm the current elementary principal at Emmanuel.
Thank you, Ms. Thiessen. Any other questions?
So that's about a 50-50, you would think. You have what, 6-7 buses?
We have 5 bus routes.
5 buses?
Mm-hmm.
5 bus routes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I actually have some comments. Do you want me to wait for questions?
Yeah, do you guys have any more questions?
No, okay. We can
go ahead.
Okay. I get very excited when I talk about this elementary school. A lot of thought went into this design. And actually, when we were presented with the opportunity to move our baseball field and tennis courts off campus, that really gave us a chance to step back, look at our entire campus, and look at our needs. And right now, all of our kids are on one end of campus. So what this allows us to do is take our entire elementary school and relocate them across campus, allows our junior hires to move into the old elementary campus, and then our high schoolers to reclaim that wing of the campus. So what it does is it really takes our 3 schools and it gives each of our groups of kids their own kind of unique little school. So we have an elementary, we have our junior high, and then we have our high school, but then we're still all on one campus, which is so important to us because that maintains our community feel. And we have high schoolers that come over to our elementary students and vice versa. So when we started to look at this plan, we really wanted to kind of ask, what are the things that we need that we don't currently have? And one thing, obviously, is space, so additional classrooms. But even more important, it provides an NPR for us, which gives us a place for our kids to eat, multi-purpose room, which gives us a place for our students to eat in the winter outside of the elements. It also provides a library, which currently we had to, we're using our old library as a classroom. So then we can, again, have a library for our kids. It gives us a kindergarten play area, which we have a small one right now, but this gives a separate kindergarten play area for our little guys. Also provides a work area for our teachers. So right now, teachers do a lot of their die cutting and different type of things, prep work in their classrooms, where now this will actually, they'll have a space in the office where they can do their prep work. So a lot of thought went into that pickup zone as well, because we know that it's important to maintain the safety along Hope Avenue. And so by having this internal pickup zone, it allows for more than 20 cars to come in. It's going to be a two-lane pickup zone, so cars can come in, pick up their students, merge out, and it's all off of Hope Avenue. So in addition to that, it's a separate pickup zone for the buses. So we keep cars and buses separate. We can also keep students separate then, too, so our bus riders go one way, our pickup students go another way. So, again, just providing additional safety for our students and for the community. Also, just some other additional, I guess, perks, I would say, for the community is that the noise level will be minimized in the sense that there won't necessarily be the evening noise, which comes with the baseball games. Also, over on the Riverview Beach little, I guess, corner there, there'll be a lot less traffic because there won't be the tennis parking and the baseball parking, which really is year-round. So that will be eliminated. So again, I get very excited for our current elementary kids and for our future elementary kids, just for all that this site will provide for them. And so any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Ms. Thiessen, I forgot how many parking, you added more parking spaces
additional
also.
Additional parking stalls, 52.
52 additional?
Additional.
And what were existing?
Possibly more.
It's actually 56 now, and we were currently at 204.
That's awesome.
Any other questions?
Will there still be parking behind the gym on the Reed side where we used to park?
Yes, that parking will be maintained.
Okay. Make sure you reserve one for me, okay? That's all I have.
Thank you, Ms. Thiessen.
Okay.
Anyone else in the public? This is a good opportunity for public comment. So if you do want to come and speak, you're allowed to come and speak at the podium. If you don't mind saying your name, address, and then give us your comments or concerns, this is the time to do it.
George North, 1361 South Riverview. I live on the corner of Riverview and Beach. So we've been an integral part of Emmanuel, whether we wanted to be or not sometimes. But my own kids went there, and it was a good experience for them. Having been there 41 years, I have watched Emmanuel grow and, I guess, shrink a few times and then now growing again. I've also watched a lot of baseball games out of my house. I generally have a bucket of baseballs that have landed in my yard that are lay there unclaimed and sometimes grow fuzz on them before I find them. I do have a few questions because the neighborhood is obviously affected by big things like this that happen, and it is exciting. I can only imagine what it's like to build your own school as young as you are. But one of the things I know that we are concerned about is lighting. Emmanuel has gone to great extents to light their campus, especially in the last few years on the new shop building. We've gotten some excessive, what we think is a little bit excessively lit buildings, which now on the east side of the campus light existing houses where the Deckers live, and then formerly the Mock family that lived there. There are lights that go out across there and also out onto the field, and I do understand the need to light into evening practices and stuff, but they also come across down the street, and we've in essence lost our night sky. I know that there are better lighting systems available, and we would ask that that be included in any lighting, both that it will be built and also with what is added now. I have talked to the superintendent about that, as well as Ron Hudson, and never really got a good answer, or never at least got the answer I wanted. But I know that there are lights that are designed to cast the light down, do what they need to, or also sensing lights, whatnot. But the lights over there are on basically all night, and so we have to make sure we pull the shades, or we get an awful lot of light there. So we'd appreciate some attention to that on the new school, too. Just wanted the other thing, traffic looks, obviously, it doesn't look like it's going to affect us too much. It moves over to Hope Avenue. I did have some neighbors ask me about that, I guess largely because Hope Avenue is in need of some repair, especially between Olson and as the Emmanuel School campus begins. So the city needs to take note of that, too. It's getting rather rutted over there, and I'm sure bus traffic as well as car traffic increasing there will only hasten that. Am I correct that there's no pickup gates or anticipated pickup and drop off over on the Riverview Beach corner there? Okay. And I guess I hope I'm also correct. Those tennis courts will turn into a grass play field, and so we're not looking at lights onto a field like that or anything there, are we?
I'll address the lights in a second.
Okay. And like the folks over on Hope, we'd like to see those trees continue their life too, if at all possible. In the early years of living there, when we moved there 41 years ago, there were no trees there. There were a couple of tennis courts, and then that grew and grew and whatnot. And now the trees have grown and grown, so we love the trees. I would just encourage the folks from Emmanuel to do all they can. And they've made some brief bursts, but in my estimation, and I was a school administrator for about 30 years, so I know how this plays out sometimes, but I really think it's important that Emmanuel really inform the neighborhood, especially that one right around the campus in that first block. I told Superintendent Wood, as well as others, that the more they can do to inform, especially those people that are affected by the lights, the noise, the traffic, the noise of kids. I love the noise of kids. It's much better than quietness in my book because I lived with it so long. But in my mind, Emmanuel has not done a good job consistently of informing the community. And I know, and I mean more than just a little burst here and there. I think there needs to be a regular input there because things come up. One thing that comes to mind is noise. We all expect the right noise from a high school, but a few years ago we had I don't even know what you call these guys that beat the drums. Drum brigade?
Line.
Oh, drum line. Well, these dudes were playing all afternoon, and they were way over by the chapel. It just bounces around the community. And then one time they moved behind the shop, and they were just down there, and I knew that the folks next door had young children, and I went and reminded the kids, and there was no teacher with them at the moment anyway, but I said, hey, kids, 30 feet away, there's kids trying to sleep. It's nap time kind of thing. And they did quiet down. But it just reminds me that Emmanuel, of course, wants us as community. I used to joke that I was kind of the night watchman for them, and I guess I still am in many ways. But also, I'd like to keep informed and keep the community informed on what's happening. So I would just encourage those of you that are involved in that to really, really look at that. You mentioned a separate pickup for buses. Is that in front of the administration building there? It does not go along Pope Avenue. Okay. Yeah, the more you can do on the interior, the better. The awning part here that's right at the corner of Beach and Riverview, is that an outside eating area anticipated to be used just largely during noon hours and those kind of things? Okay. Okay. Let me see if I went through my list. The other thing I have brought, and I might as well say it here, because I brought it to Emmanuel's attention and it has not gotten fixed. On Beach Street, just at the end of the shop building, water runs out on the street on a regular basis. It did again this afternoon. It flushes from somewhere. I thought it was coming off the coolers, you know, with an overrunning cooler, and it was vented out or something down. And I mentioned it to the proper people, and they never really found the answer, at least it wasn't solved. It still runs out there, and it's only a problem because it collects there, and with the mosquitoes and things that come on now, it does not flow on out to Reed Avenue. It's kind of interrupted by some swells and swale there. And so things like that needs to be looked at. And we don't want to be constantly fussing about things. I think those are kind of things that really need to be taken care of well the first time, and then we can move on, obviously. So anyway, the lights are the key thing. I would ask you to look at that carefully and commit to doing what you can to keep those down from the neighborhood. They mentioned earlier that the folks were concerned about lights coming out. I remember when Emmanuel did the actual, I was sitting in this chair, in the chair up front here, and there was a 4-foot berm promised along Hope that never happened. It's a couple feet, but it's not enough to block car lights and those kind of things. So sometimes things get overlooked, sometimes things shrink, sometimes... And people just sit out there in the neighborhood and kind of stew about it, I guess is what the word is. I have watched cities shrink and grow, and one of the things that happens to a community that brings or hastens decay is too strong a word. But when you start moving from owner-occupied homes to rentals, that to me is a trigger. When that rental rate gets too high, then we're moving into a less attractive neighborhood. So I'm anxious to keep that neighborhood because I hopefully is going to be there a few more years, quite a few, if it's not my way anyway. If we can keep that neighborhood strong and vital and not turn it into the rental type thing, because rentals, let's face it, folks, just don't get the attention that owner-occupied houses do. So again, another good reason to keep in touch, to have a way for people to ask questions without being intimidated or feeling terrible that they brought it up either, I think would be a good thing to consistently do. So thanks for your ear.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there someone from Emmanuel that wants to address, if you don't mind stating
Rob any? Sanders with the GMA. I'm the architect on the project. And to address the light issue, that's a great question because that's something that's come up throughout every city. People want to see the skylights and stuff like that. And actually, the new California Green Building Code addressed that for us. We have to follow that now. It was adopted a couple years ago. We can't have light trespass onto neighbors anymore. We actually have to shield all the exterior lights so you don't get those kind of things. And we can't emit, you know, this glow from Emmanuel anymore to light up the night sky for people. So that question is actually answered by the California Building Code, and we have to, as designers, have to address that with our plans and improve and provide fixtures that don't have light trespass onto the neighboring properties. So
will you retro
that
back to what's existing? No. Well, I can only take care of the project that we're working on currently. You know, whether or not some of those things are getting changed out just by the fact that we're going to LED lights and they take into those considerations now with the ability to modify the lights to not project onto the neighbors. And a lot of people are going to that just because it's way more efficient and they save money in the long run. So, you know, to answer your question about the lights, that will be addressed and it has to be addressed by us. You know, and I think the traffic situation off of Hope, they've come up with a great way of alleviating a lot of that by getting the in and out traffic and the drop-offs and trying to minimize as much of the traffic problems that you can with the school. You get the short bursts in the mornings and the short bursts in the afternoon, and controlling people is a concern for Emmanuel. They want to make sure it's a safe environment. When you have kids running around, you just can't risk that anymore. Some of the trees, you know, it will be a beautiful facility when we're done. With a lot of the landscaping irrigation requirements now, we'll have to put in drip and a lot of things like that. So we'll have some new planted trees, and we have to meet the water efficiency standards now with the way everything is. So I think you will be happy with what you see with the finished product of what they're trying to do, because they want it probably nicer than what you want it. You know, this is their pride. This is something new. Well, so... and then I think a lot of the issues that were caused by the sports center, you're going to find is going to go away with the new sports complex that they're putting in down the street. All of the traffic from that, they're doing a phenomenal sports complex. And so all of the issues you have with after school stuff and things like that, this is going to be down the street now in a proper environment and not bringing everybody to the campus after hours and stuff. So. Well, you can go down and watch the games. They have a great, great new place to go down and watch the game. So,
thank you, Mr. Sanders. Anyone else from the public? Mr. Covina? No?
Mr. Covina, do you want to address the notification? Because we do that as a city, don't we? Do you have sent out a notification?
Yeah, we do. And his I greatly appreciate the comments of Mr. Nord. It kind of sounded like most of the comments were really directed to Emmanuel and ongoing communication about the activities of the school. The city is notified, is required to do two things, especially for this hearing. One, we do send out a written notice to everybody within 300 feet. Typically, it's 350 feet within the project area. So Mr. Nord, I know, received a notice from the city. We also are obligated to provide an advertisement of this hearing in the exponent. So there's really kind of two methodologies. The general public is notified through the exponent, and then those more directly impacted by proximity to the project site are directly sent a notice as well. But I think Mr. Nord's comments were more related to the ongoing relationship with Emmanuel.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So this is the portion that us as commissioners will... Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to make a few comments on behalf of the board. My name is Michael Reimer, and I'm chairman of the Emmanuel board. And the board is tasked with governing the school and ensuring that long-term plans and to ensure the future of the school. And we just celebrated our 70th anniversary in this community, and we're excited for the wonderful 70 years that we had. We're looking forward to another great 70 years to go forward. And, you know, the board looks at strategic planning. We've been looking at this for a number of years to see what is going to fit the needs of the school for the future. And, you know, the things that we look at for strategic planning, we look at student safety, number one. We look for productive learning environments, and we look for adequate play space for that. And this new campus, this new elementary campus, addresses those things. It addresses having the appropriate classrooms, the appropriate libraries, the appropriate eating areas, multi-purpose rooms, restrooms, all of those things that our kids require in elementary. It gives us three distinct campuses for identity. For the junior high can have their space, and the elementary kids can have their space, and high schoolers can have their space, but all encompassed around, you know, in one campus where we can build our sense of community. So those are some of the things that we looked at this project and looked at the plan. We looked at it from, you know, when you look at it from the sky, you look at how it's laid out, and it just looks like it's the right way to go. It fits really well. Traffic flow is the best we've seen, and I think this is the best plan that we've come up with for our school, and we're very excited about it, and we think that it's going to allow us to move for the next 70 years. So appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else before we move on? Okay, thank you guys. Commissioners, this is the portion that we're going to go ahead and take a vote on this resolution. So we're ready for that? Yeah? Or do you have a...
I do not have a question. I'm very excited for Emmanuel Schools, and I hope that all of the questions the public had, you've addressed. Thank you so much. I make a motion that we approve.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go through this. So we have resolution number 2015-10, resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission approving conditional use permit 335 amendment application number 7 and related environmental assessment number 2015-4. That's two items together. And that we consider and in the improvement of the revised plan here and the communication that we received through email regarding concerns as well. So with that said, I would like to go ahead and you gave me my motion to approve.
Absolutely. I thought you were asking me for one. I was telling you, you have it.
And can I get a second? Okay. Can we get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chairman Hudson?
Yeah. He's not here.
Chairman. Oh, I'm sorry. Chairman Custodio?
Yes. All right. Thank you. If you guys want to stick around, we're going to go ahead and talk about a different agenda issue now. But thank you for coming out. If you have any other questions, concerns, maybe Emmanuel could answer those for you. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks. Thank you. Nice meeting you. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. If the Planning Commission will indulge me just a minute, let me get Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really feel that bad. I just can't speak very well.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So, all right, are we ready to proceed?
Yes, Mr. Fabina, please.
So I'll try to, again, be very brief, but certainly informative. Before you is consideration of vesting tentative tract map 6096, dated December 17th of 2014. So a couple things. I guess to start and just kind of jump right in, probably the commissioners are kind of wondering why this is even here. As you recall, this project was brought to you with several actions, some of which were to move on to City Council, and some of which you directly approved. So you made a recommendation about the development agreement related to the project. You made a recommendation to the City Council with respect to the CEQA document and the adequacy of the environmental analysis. You also made a recommendation at that time to ask the City Council to approve the conditional use permit. The final action of that evening was your approval of the tentative tract map. As you well know, all that information went to the council. The council independently reviewed not only your interests and recommendations to them. They also received a staff report. They received information from CID directly and received testimony from CID. The City Council independently determined and ultimately approved all of the project unanimously. As you're probably not surprised to know where this story's going, CID has filed a lawsuit against the city related to the Kings River Village project. One of the allegations in that project is that the city did not proceed appropriately with respect to the approval of the tentative tract map. They allege that we did it out of order, that in fact what should have happened is that they allege you could not approve the tentative tract map because the CEQA document had not ultimately been approved by the City Council. Whether we differ with that opinion, We think that the action that the Planning Commission took was absolutely appropriate. And certainly within the law, it still does not, we believe that out of an abundance of caution and to simply eliminate all questions, staff made the determination that we would bring the tentative track map to you after the CEQA document has been approved and ask you to do two things in the resolution that's before you. To A, rescind your previous action, void it out, if you will, and take new action, which is to reapprove the project. Again, this is being done out of an abundance of caution so that there can be no argument down the road that, in fact, the city did it kind of the way CID thinks it should have been done. That being said, I think there's two bits of information I would like to provide. There are two changes that were made in the conditions of approval. Other than, and I will discuss those in a minute. Other than that, the conditions of approval are as originally presented. The two changes are related to two components. Reed Irrigation has contacted us, which is an industrial property that is adjacent to the subject property. They asked us for two things. Would we be willing to condition the project such that a 7-foot CMU wall would be constructed along the common property line? Not a problem. That request was presented to the developer. Excuse me. The developer unequivocally said, yes, no problem. The developer has agreed to that condition that is currently in, that it's modified, that's in this conditions of approval. If you want, I can point you directly to that condition if you're interested. The other condition that was asked to be considered was, if you will, I liken it to a right to farm. It's a right to conduct business. Reed Irrigation does construct pipe. They are a manufacturer. For the most part, they are a quiet business. But on occasion, when they fire up their pipe-making machine, it does make some noise, not beyond any city standard. But for their own comfort, they asked if the developer would enter into a covenant that would make sure, provide some sense of calm, that everybody's recognizing that what they do, and that will never come back to an existing business. Again, that information was presented to the developer. The developer wholly agreed, and that condition is in here. And again, if you would like me, I can specifically point you to the conditions as they were rewritten. Staff believes those are really just honoring requests of an adjacent landowner. The developer was absolutely in concurrence with that. It was not a problem, so we went ahead and made those two changes. We think they're rather insignificant in the totality of the project. We don't think they trigger any further environmental review. I should say that as well. So that being said, that's the real issue. We're here tonight to ask you to rescind your previous action, to take that action again through the resolution that's before you. And again, it's being presented to you out of, if you will, an abundance of legal caution to eliminate, if you will, some interesting argument that CID has presented in their court papers. And that's really the whole of it. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. And again, I'm more than happy to point you to the two conditions if that is something the commission has interest in.
Common wall that you're talking about, is that the one on the west side of the of the project?
Yes, that is correct. Generally speaking, there'll be a CMU wall along the western border up to basically from the corner, southerlymost corner, to extending northerly. That's the way the condition is written, to the common wall, because the mini storage already has a CMU wall there. There will be a solid CMU wall along the southern border, as you know the terminology, within the limits of the project, which means the width of the project. The condition also requires that, I think it's 100 feet extending north along the easterly border common to the park, will be a CMU wall, and then it will be wrought iron from that point all the way to the limits of the project with openings. There'll be, I think, 3 or 4 openings where the community can really migrate from the development into the open space park.
No questions.
No questions, comments, guys?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Favino.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in the public that wants to make comment on this? No? Okay, thank you. All right, then we're going to go ahead and take action on this resolution. So we're doing two things on this one resolution. We're going to approve it as one, but I'm going to make it clear as I read this. So we have resolution number 2015-09, resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission rescinding its approval of resolution number 2015-05 and approving the vesting tentative tract map number 6096 dated February 11, 2015 related to the proposed Kings River Village mixed-use project. Can I get a motion to approve?
I so approve.
May I get a second?
Second it.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes. All right, thank you, guys. So now we move on to the Community Development Director's Report. So that's back to you, Mr. Fabino.
So I'll try and be really quick with respect to planning. We're pretty darn excited in that there's about an 8,500-square-foot building that's just come in. It is on Manning Avenue, right where the two doctor's offices are.
Spivak. Over there?
On the north side of Manning.
On the north side of Manning.
Next to Walgreens.
Yeah, and that'll be a dialysis facility. So we're pretty excited about that. It's a much-needed service, but I think it'd be great to get some more building going. We've had a lot of interest in the residential market, so that's really good. I think some of that is a direct result of we've got commercial going, Schwab, this, a number of other projects that we've talked to you about over the past 6 to 8 months are actually very close to breaking ground. So it's very common and to be expected that residential is coming along. Ellen has done a great job in working with, thank you very much, in working with Blossom Trail. We've talked to you about that. Blossom Trail, I think probably within the next week or two, will be routed around for comment, and it's actually being processed as we speak. So good job, Dallin. But also, I think that's another telltale mark of things are starting to pick up. Those are the two big projects I can really speak to you about. With respect to engineering, obviously, you know the bridge is done.
It's great.
For the most part. It's kind of cool to drive across at night and see the lights.
Oh, they're on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There is a project in Mueller Park that's been going on that has to do with some rehab of the park. That's pretty exciting, and that's probably 50% done. I think they were waiting for some furniture to come in, barbecues, picnic benches, those things will get installed in the next month or two. There's some really interesting road projects or street projects that we're working on. We're looking at a grant. We've got a little bit of money in this year's budget, but hopefully we'll get a grant to help us make some modification to 7th Street, 7th and I, that it would be a right only and we'd signalize 8th. Part of that project is expanding the median along I, so you would not be able to take a left, it'd be a right only. But for traffic and congestion and safety, the only way we could do that is to then signalize I. Yeah, it's right there. So that's I think, a pretty exciting project. I think if you lived on South Reed, especially if you come up Reed in the morning, it's a mess, and I wouldn't want to be dodging traffic. It's a project that'll take a couple years to get off the ground and running, but we're moving forward with that as we speak. At the next week or two, we will have the solicitation due date for requests for proposals will come and go. We're trying to get an engineer aboard to actually do the design work for the ponding basin down at the Triangle. And we're committed to get that up and rolling. So that's kind of the next big step to move forward. The council also considered a joint operational agreement with Alta. So we're excited about that. That's moving and actually another step in the right direction. That's really critical because part of the design work will be to create the ability to take water off of the AID canal that's right there. Not only be able to take it off upstream, but be able to put it back in downstream. So those are some pretty exciting things. And I think that's all I can remember for right now. We're awful busy. Awful busy.
And there's some activity on 11th and East Street. Can you tell us about
that? Yeah. Thank you very much for bringing that up. So about a year or two ago, Dr. Amu actually came in, got an entitlement approved for developing that into medical offices. He's always wanted to move. And what you've seen is basically the first steps, which is, if nothing else, demolishing the old buildings makes it look 10 times better. It's a really big piece. It's, you know, because that old garage sat up on the front of the property, it really did obscure what is that back residence, even though it was all boarded up. So they actually started a little bit last Friday, but most of it was done Monday and Tuesday. And I think by yesterday they were pulling the rest of the equipment out. So that's the first step in seeing that piece develop.
That's awesome.
And they do have an approved entitlement. They could walk in tomorrow. Inez has talked to us as being a potential contractor. They're local, as all of you know. And so that would be great if they actually come in soon. I don't know when they will come in, but I do know they've been working with Dr. Mu and trying to put that together. So we're hoping that actually happens.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you for staff for working really hard and putting these things together for us. I mean, it makes our job a lot easier to be able to have these visuals. And just, Ellen, thank you. And Kevin, we don't say thank you enough. So with that said, future agenda items, we have August 6th as our next meeting, tentative, and then nothing after that at this point. So August 6th, we can put that on our calendar for our regular meeting. And after that, we'll see what happens after that. So, and that should conclude the meeting. So I go ahead and adjourn the meeting.